Thank you for taking the time to listen to our weekly service. This is a listener-supported ministry, and we ask that you pray and see what God would have you give. Now let's get to our sermon for today.
Impact of Christmas. How does it impact us? Christmas is a time to remember what Christ has done for us. I've been trying to talk to you about that in the last 4 weeks. It's also a time to sit down and think what Christmas means to you. And I think we need to take time because it's so easy to get caught up in everything that we do for Christmas. What impact does Christmas have on you? And that's the question I want you to try to answer today. It impacts everyone different, and I want us to look at three people this morning and how it impacted them. The first one that we want to talk about is Mary, the mother of Jesus. And in Luke chapter 1, originally I wasn't going to read this, but I'm going to go ahead and read it. Luke 1:26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to the city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph. And remember from the previous sermon last week and all that, where even though they got married and they were husband and wife, they didn't come together physically until a year later. So keep that in mind as we do our thing again today. To a virgin was Mary, and the angel came in unto her and said, "Hail, thou art highly favored, and the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord shall give thee unto him the throne of the father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there shall be no end." Then said Mary unto the angel, "How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" The angel answered and said unto her, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that the holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." We'll stop there. The angel Gabriel tells Mary she's going to be with child. She's sitting at home, in her home, in her house, when this occurs. And the impact of the message troubles her. How can I have a child without knowing a man? I haven't known my husband yet. And Gabriel tells her, "This shall be done by the Holy Spirit." And I want you to remember something. From the moment of Adam and Eve, when they got thrown out because of the sin, God promised Eve and Adam a Savior. Right then and there, you go back to Genesis, you can read it. And Eve, when she had her next child, thought that that was Jesus Christ. She says, "I've gotten a man from the Lord." And she thought it was already Christ coming to redeem everything. Every Jewish woman from that day forth was looking to be the mother of the Savior. And they also thrived to want the male child. Now, there was several reasons, not just the Savior. But that was something the Jewish women looked towards. Will I be the promised one? Will I be the one that brings the Savior into the world? And hundreds and thousands of years go by and nothing happens. And then all of a sudden now, finally, we realize she's going to be the mother of the Savior of the world. Think about the impact that might have on her. In verse 38, Mary says, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord." Handmaid means servant or personal attendant. And she is at this point now ready to serve God after the angel explains to her what's going on. Mary never will be the same from that point on. And you can pick it up here in Luke chapter 1, verse 46. You can see how she's changed. And Mary says, "My soul does magnify the Lord. My spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty has done to me great things, and holy is his name." Christmas impacted Mary, the mother of Christ. Impacted her in a great way. Second person that got impacted was Joseph the father. Now, when he heard about it, he was disappointed at knowing Mary was a child, you know, having a child, and they haven't gotten together yet. So he was pretty disappointed. But once the angel explained what was going on, he was okay with it. Joseph was a man of God, and when the moment God explained it to him through the angel, he didn't question it. He went on, okay, no problem. And the neat thing is, Joseph went up and took his wife and knew her not until Christ was born. I don't know if you ever thought about this. And the scripture goes that far to talk about it. We know that even though at this time, when it occurred, that he had the right to come unto his wife, he chose not to. Joseph kept Mary a virgin until the birth of Christ. Now think about that. I think that's a very important piece here, because she was already pregnant, so it wasn't done by man. So what would have been the big deal about having getting pregnant later on again, you know what I mean, doing the consummation of the wedding and all. But he deliberately chose not to until after Christ was born, and I think that is a tremendous impact. The impact of his life that much that he was willing to wait. And I don't see any place in Scripture that says, "Oh, Joseph, you're supposed to wait." I didn't see, there's not a command written. So Joseph obeyed God, and it impacted him from that day forth. It changed his whole life. Again, Christmas impacting him. The third one is the people of that day. In Luke chapter 2, verse 8, "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, and it shall be, and you shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in the manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them in heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told to them by the shepherds." You know, something that I thought about, and it hadn't occurred to me. It's funny how you don't think about things like this. Every time you see a manger scene, you see the three the wise people there, which were never there. But the shepherds were there. And you never see the shepherds in a manger scene. Maybe somebody has done it, but I have never seen it. I'm sure maybe somebody. But they were at the manger scene. And I just read it. But anyhow, how did it impact the shepherds? The shepherds do not leave their sheep and go off to visit. The shepherds, if you study the Word of God, you will find that the shepherds knew the sheep by name. It was a family thing. And they don't just get up. And the scripture says here that it impacted them to the point that they left it, and they did it in a haste. They went to go see their Savior, and they wanted to rush to get there. And verse 17 shows that the shepherds went everywhere telling everyone after they visit. Once they saw Jesus Christ in the manger, what did they do? They went and told everybody. Every place they were going, they were telling, listen, man, the Savior's born. And you talk about being impact. They leave their sheep, which they normally don't do. They run to see Jesus. And then afterwards, they can't get fast enough into the town to tell the world that the Savior has been born. And what's really neat is finally in verse 18 that I read, it says that they that heard wondered at what happened. So even the people that was hearing the testimony of the shepherds, it impacted them. Think about this. Right now, during our lifetime, we have been waiting for the rapture. The moment it happens, I wonder how we'll feel. These people have been waiting for the Savior for thousands of years, and it finally happened. I guess some people would have to go, wow, you know, we have Doubting Tom, remember? He doubted until he saw the actual wounds of Christ. You wait so long, you go, you know, you're surprised, I guess, when it happens. But they were looking for that Savior, and they couldn't wait. And the shepherds and all the people never were the same because of Christmas. This Christmas, I want you to take time to be by yourself and ponder what Christmas is all about. Not the bad things, because we all can come up with bad things. And I had a guy yesterday tell us, you know, I'm getting tired of hearing the same song played over and over and over again. I understand where he was coming from. And But you can always look at the bad side. But look at the good side. Think of the wonderful things, what Christmas is all about. I mean, obviously, our Savior, salvation, how, not just that, but how we can live our life every day and how we can come in here and give testimonies because Christ works in our lives. And I've learned a lesson a long time ago when, with the testimony Bubbles just gave about the $20. God taught me a lesson a long time ago about the money and all. I think I told you about it. I want to go through the whole thing because I think I mentioned it to you before when I thought I got a check for $20, and when I got home, I found that it was $200 because I didn't have my glasses on. And when I saw it was $20, I went, oh, that's all I got. And then I get home, it was $200. And God taught me a valuable lesson. It's not how much. It's the way God works in what he gives you. We need to take time. We get caught. It's so easy to get caught up in getting presents, getting a tree, getting turkeys. And all. Like I said, man, a turkey just fell in my freezer. Right here. It's a biggie, too. It's Glenn Jr., I hear. That's what I was told by somebody. But anyhow, it's so easy for us to get caught up in the negative of life. It's not just Christmas, but any time. And count your blessings. What's the song say? Name them one by one. And I have tried for the last 4 weeks to stress that to you, and I hope it hasn't been boring messages. I hope you've learned something from these messages and all that Christmas is such an important part of us as Christians because it opened the door for a whole different life. I want to read a poem, and I don't know who wrote it, but here's what it says. Will you ever be the same and go and rejoice with what happened to you? If you've been a lonely shepherd who heard the angels sing, would you have left your sheep alone to find the baby king? If you've been the innkeeper, pressed and hurried since the dawn, would you have done the best you could or just told them to move on? If you've been the wise man, due respect and courtly grace, would you have left it all behind to search unknown places? We cannot know what we would have done if we had been there then. We only know what we do now, what changes come again. And if you go back, in case you don't know the history, why was Mary and Joseph where they were? It was because it was tax time, counting of the people. The inn was full because so many people were coming into town where they originated, for the government to count them and pay the taxes. That's why there wasn't any room. So think of the innkeeper. He's running around trying to please all his guests. And here comes Mary and Joseph. I ain't got no place. That's what I think is neat about the poem. It just reminded me again that the innkeeper was rushed. Here you got the shepherds leaving, rushing out. You got the innkeeper, and then you got the wise men. These wise men, maybe I have to give you a study on it one time, are very high up the ladder in being prestige, money, everything. These weren't just wise men. These people were very, it's interesting. I heard a study on them before. I didn't do it, but I listened to a study on it before. And yet they took off not knowing where they were going to go. Didn't know how long they were going to go, and we talked about that the last 4 weeks. The world is still impact. And I thought about something this morning. Actually, it came to me. Jesus comes. He starts his ministry. He picks 12 men that are not trained to do what he's about to get them to do. They were a doctor, a tax collector, fisherman, and I can't remember if somebody was a farmer or not. But basically, that's what they were. And those 12 people with Christ changed the world. And we got a group right here. And this year, we could change the biker world. There's nothing wrong with leading people that are not in the biking world to Christ. I'm not against that. Don't get me wrong. But this is a biker ministry. And we need to bring more people in. And one person can't do it. I can't do it all. But just think, if 12 people can change the world, what can we do in the biking community this year? Something to think about. How God can impact you through Christmas. And the world is still being impacted today because of the birth of Jesus Christ. And this guy, it was a guy, right, that came to know the Lord? Okay. They got saved. There was an atheist. Don't let this beautiful, meaningful time of the year pass you by without it impacting you some way. Christ wants to come into the world to give you the greatest gift of all. And that's the gift of salvation. And then he doesn't even leave it at that. He wants to take care of you every day until the day we get to heaven again. For those of us who are saved, let us take time to reflect on what Christmas is all about and how it can impact us as Christians. We can always rejoice, but what can we do? How can we be a testimony, maybe to family, friends, or whatever we're going to be doing this week? How will Christmas impact you this year? What will happen this year, or I should say this week, that could change you this year? Let's pray.
We pray that we have been a blessing to you. For further assistance, call us at 864-270-1472 anytime. Send email to info@stlmm.org or visit our website at www.stlmm.org. Like any ministry, it costs money to operate. Please consider supporting this ministry as God leads you with your prayers and your financial gifts by going to www.stlmm.org and clicking on donations.